great way to start the show. Taylor Swift, Blank Space. Oh my gosh. Okay, quick context for everybody. If this is your first time seeing us in your FYP, oh no, not really FYP, but like on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube. How you guys doing? It's Gail of Wild and Wicked filling in for Nikki Porter. Now, Nikki Porter will be on air throughout the rest of the afternoon, but now we are here. Why? We did mention Taylor Swift. Why? Because the person in front of us, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm so excited. You probably heard her already giggle because her mic is on. Accidentally turn it on. Anyway, she loves Taylor Swift. So, ladies and gents, wherever you guys are watching this live from or hearing us, oh my gosh, let's all give a hello to Jada.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Gail. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Jada. You look like a doll.
Thank you.
First and foremost. Oh my gosh. So, again, to all the monsters who are driving and you're like, Jada? Yes, we are live.
I like the guests. Yes. Can I just say your speaking voice is so nice?
Oh,
I like listening
you.
To it.
I love it. I love it as well. No, actually, I love talking to you is what I mean. But anyway, yeah, we do have Jada. We are live on Facebook, Twitch, and on YouTube. Before anything else, Jada does have a lot of good news coming your way. But first, how was your break?
Well, my break has been really good. It's actually been really productive. I didn't actually travel, you know, during the actual break, but I've been songwriting a lot, working on more music. I think I'm in a very productive mindset, very fertile with a lot of ideas musically. So.
And if you have been following Jada also, you probably have seen her reel. Where is that, like, with you just traveling?
Oh, traveling. Well, I've done a couple of travel reels this year. So I went to Boracay and I also went to Guam and also Singapore for the Eras Tour, which was actually like one of my first times doing like a solo travel trip with one of my best friends. Her name's Ella Nympha. So yeah, that was super fun. So yeah, I've been through a lot of places like this year, and hopefully there will be more. I've been, you know, making it a point to just travel more.
Yes.
I think it's just one of the best ways to like learn more about yourself.
Exactly. Because, you know, like, wherever like city or like country you're at, there's always like a new version of yourself that you're just meeting for the first time.
That's
also
so true. I think, right? Yeah, like you just discover a lot about yourself and the people that you travel with as well. You learn about culture, and I think it's just one of the best gifts that you can give.
And
yourself.
You also mentioned that you were writing the past couple of months. Were you writing while you were on your tour? On your trip?
That's actually, you know what, for me, I think I was, I guess, accumulating a lot of inspiration, I would say. Because, as I always like to say, before I'm an artist, I'm a person, I'm a human being. So I think it's really important for me to just live life in that way that just, like, you know, helps, like, keep things fresh. And a change of scenery is always good. And I think that really did help for me to get in back into the creative mindset of creating more new music, although I am promoting my new single now. But yeah, it's always good to just have a lot of things in the pipeline.
Love that. So since you already mentioned your new single, go on, announce to everybody what is happening and why are you here as well?
Yeah, well, of course. So to everybody listening and watching, I have my newest single. It's called Right Love or Wrong Time. And I just released it just a little over a week ago. So it's really fresh and new. And this is actually one of my first radio stops. For this song. So,
oh my gosh, what an honor.
Oh, of course. I mean, I always love going to RX. I feel like this is one of the radio stations that I would go to like at the beginning of my career. It's really nice to be back.
And actually, so Jada's not wearing headphones right now, but we are playing as our background music, our music bed, Right Lover, Wrong Time.
Oh, really?
So, like, we're very happy. Like,
I love it.
And now there's like the background song is like,
It's just
Oh my God, I know. And her feels and everything. So tell us more about this. When did you create this masterpiece, by the way?
Thank you.
And like, what was the writing process while you were doing it?
Right, so actually I wrote this song kind of like towards like the end of the second quarter of last year.
Ooh, okay.
And well, I've been very vocal in saying that it was actually really inspired by a very personal experience of mine where I experienced losing the one that got away, or thought got, as like people like to put it.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like those kind of, I guess, connections and relationships really impact you in such a way that it's, I guess, just living proof that sometimes things don't work out for a lot of factors and reasons. Mm-hmm. And all you can really do is hope that someday that the universe will bring you and this person back together. So I think it's really just about that. I feel like it's a very universal kind of theme that I hope that a lot of people would be able to relate to. And then I wrote it during a time where I was just trying to cope with what I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was really just the product of just like pure emotion. And it was actually one of the most like difficult journeys I've had with the song, not just emotionally, but just the creative process of it, like from the recording of it and production phase of it. It took about like 6 months total. Oh, up until the release, so mm-hmm. it's been a while, it's been a long time coming, but I'm really proud of, you know, of it. And actually, when I wrote it, I never thought that it would be, you know, like, I was writing it really purely just to, like, get through what I was going through mm-hmm. at the time. And I didn't imagine, I was like, wow, like, it became my next single. Aww. After AM and IDIY, which is pretty wild, so.
But since you already mentioned AM, what is the timeline of things? Like, I remember AM being like your debut to showcasing your personal side,
right,
your
yeah,
vulnerable
yeah.
side as well. So did you write this? Was this finished way before AM or?
No, so basically with AM, the timeline of that was I wrote AM at the beginning of 2023, which was like a completely, totally about like something completely different.
Mm.
And I think that's really the beautiful thing about songwriting is I kind of get to mark these chapters in my personal life. And I get to mark this, and I like to think of me writing these songs about these, you know, connections or relationships as me honoring what they meant to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, AM came first, and then Right Lover, Wrong Time is definitely one of the more recent songs that I've written. And yeah, basically.
A very whimsical song.
Oh, thanks.
Talaga. So later, we're also going to hear more about it. We're going to ask for a sample. But to
of
all
course.
The monsters, all the listeners who haven't or who have yet to listen to Right Lover, Wrong Time, can you tell us what it is? Like, what is the story behind the song? Or like, what is that song?
Right, so Right Lover, Wrong Time is really just about the whole concept of, besides the one that got away, the whole concept that sometimes there are the people that you deem right, that but you meet them at a specific circumstance that doesn't allow for you guys mm-hmm. to be together. And I guess that's something that really resonated with me, because I guess with the ending of that connection for me, it was kind of the phrase that really kind of struck a chord with me, and that's all I would hear.
Yeah.
People would tell me, like, what if it's a case of right love, wrong time, right love, wrong time? And it came to a point where I guess I was even kind of like, I was getting kind of sick of it. But then, you know, I really sat down and I thought to myself, but what if it is? What if it is really the right love at the wrong time? And I just really kind of wanted to be as honest and true as possible. And I mean, that's always been my approach for all of mm-hmm. my songs. But for this one, I guess as you grow up and you meet different people, I guess like you just have that different kind of, you grow with the perspective that you gain from these new connections mm-hmm. and these new people. And for whatever it's worth, like, what I believe is that if people don't stay in your life, they were meant to teach you a lesson. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And that struck a chord with you.
Kind of. Also, when I was like just listening to the song, there was like a line that just was like, at sana maging mabuti sa atin ang tadhana. Oh wait, I actually have it here.
You have the lyrics right there.
Dinadalangin ko na ikaw ay magbalik sa puso kong nananabik. Sana'y maulit pang muli. So I want to know your opinion on this one. Like, when
yeah.
is it the right time to take someone back in your life kung magbabalik nga siya? I mean, right lover, wrong time.
Right. I think that's a good question. Honestly, for me, my perspective is it becomes right when you both are good for each other,
mm-hmm.
in a sense. I feel like when I was in the headspace of writing the song, my definition of the right time would be, like, when I was thinking, like, what if it was, if we meet later on in life where we're older and we're in a better position to just be able to kind of fall for each other in that sense, you know what I mean? I think it's the right time, with one perspective, one side of it is when you both are in a position where you're both healthy for each
mm-hmm.
other. But then I also do believe that love is a choice. So It would be like whenever you both decide and you decide to make it work. Because at the end of the day, no matter how good you really could be for each other, if one person isn't in it as much as the other person is, then it just will never be the right time. And if you keep waiting on for the right time to really happen, then nothing's really ever going to happen. So you have to take initiative in a sense, but then it also has to be reciprocated.
Oh my gosh. I'm just like...
I know, it's a lot of deep talk for the afternoon.
It's like 2 p.m.
I know it's 2 p.m., but we're on relapse hours already.
Oh my gosh. Relapse hours. Quote Jada on that.
Yeah, relapse hours.
Relapse hours at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m.
Damn.
It's always a good time to relive.
I know, but speaking of like living, reliving, we will be hearing more of this song as an OST.
Oh,
so tell us more about that.
Well, as an official soundtrack?
Yeah.
Well, I guess so. As of the current moment, I guess like I would love for it to be on like an official soundtrack and things like that. I feel like that's always been the dream for me. Like, I mean, I've written for a soundtrack before with my first acting project, which was called Team Clash. But for this one, for it to be part of any form of media would just simply be an honor. I would just absolutely love that. And I think it's because, like, I've always been such a visual storyteller with my music. That's always been the approach that I've taken. So if it could assist in storytelling of a bigger form like that, it would just be an honor.
If ever, though, like, there's somebody who's going to play characters in a movie with Right Love or Wrong Time, who do you want it to be? Could be international, could be local as well.
Oh, that is a good question.
Could be international, everybody.
I know. Let me think. who could be good? I don't know why I'm thinking. Who could be Right Love? Oh, you know what? I mean, it would be Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling in La La Land.
Oh,
Right Love or Wrong Time. There you go. That's basically them.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, because, like, you know, they both came at a time where they were both trying to grow as individuals. And unfortunately, when they met later on, you know, like, they were both like, well not to spoil. I'm sorry. Yeah. Cover your ears if you don't want La La Land spoilers. But I guess, like, they both came at a time where they were already, or they'd already reached for their dreams, but they couldn't reach for each other anymore, I guess.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I feel like that would be... I feel like they would be the epitome of the right love or wrong time. And they're both incredible actors.
And how did you feel about their little interaction during the last year?
I know! I loved it. Like, it just made my La La Land heart so happy. I think that was... I would have to say La La Land is one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Like, it was just such a nice moment to see that. And, you know, I guess with me, like, also coming from the acting world, and then you form these bonds with these people that you work with, and for whatever it's worth, it's always going to be so special and sentimental. Like, no matter how much or how little time that you spent with them, like, to be part of something bigger than all of you, and then... kind of have that bond that, hey, we shared that with each other.
Yeah.
Like, there's always going to be that kind of, like, love for the people that you were with during that time. And so, yeah, at the same time, I believe in, like, honoring that. I feel like it's all a part of the journey. And it's just so nice to see that for them. And they seem to still be very good friends.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And it's also, like... Okay, there's a lot of versions of us that we have yet to meet. There's a lot of versions of people we have yet to meet. So, like, we're honoring every single interaction that put us to where we are
Now. Exactly.
Right lover, wrong time.
Yes.
How is your heart, though?
My heart right now, if I'm being completely honest, I'm in a much better place than I was when I wrote the song. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I guess I was really struggling when I wrote it, because I was coming to terms with losing that connection, and I guess having come from several other stuff, several other personal things that just kind of, like, you know, I guess stacked upon each other, and then eventually I guess that made me really have to reflect on certain choices that I made and reflect within myself and the person that I was. And all I can say is, you know, I guess I may not be 100% there in terms of healing, But I'm much better, and I feel like a bit of progress, and actually a lot of progress mm-hmm. ever since then. I can confidently say that I'm really happy with the people that I have in my life right mm-hmm. now. I'm happy with where I am and what path I'm on. And I mean, I just feel grateful, and I really fully intend to make the most of what I have. And
yes, exactly. And you yeah. just have to honor where you are at right now.
Yeah, yeah. And because I'll never be this exact version of me right now. Like, a few months from now will be a totally different
exactly.
data. And all I can really hope for and strive for is, I know that I'll change, but mm-hmm. I'll change for the better.
Exactly. And it's also really beautiful that you're able to just document whatever phase you're going through
yes.
through the songs that you have been releasing.
That's a really good take on it. That's really how I've always framed it. I really think it's like marking these milestones mm-hmm. and these chapters of my life, and especially young adulthood, and just experiencing a lot of things for the first time. And I think that's just like one of the gifts that I'm really grateful for as a songwriter, that I'm able to do. I'm sort of able to immortalize certain mm-hmm. feelings and emotions, and for people to hopefully connect with and connect to their own lives. And that's really all I can hope for.
And of course, connecting to your sad besties as well. We do have
yes.
a couple of comments here.
Oh, great. Hello, yeah. sad besties. Yeah, because that started with, what's it called? Like, I have a community mm-hmm. on Viber. And then, so yeah, I have a couple of subscribers there. And then I called them my sad besties. And then, like, at 10 p.m., we all relapsed together. And we just talk about our personal problems. And I listen. I give my two cents on things that they talk about. And it's just so nice to have that kind
yeah.
of relationship with your fans and just hear about what they go through on a personal level uh-huh. and kind of relate that to what I go through mm-hmm. and hear about what they go through and how my music has been a part of that. So
yeah
it's nice. So hello sad besties.
A lot of fans are just showing love. A lot of sad besties are present aww. In our Facebook Live, also Twitch, YouTube.
Hello sad besties.
So okay, let me read one though from
all right,
Julie Marie. That hello. Struggle made you wrote a really good song, Jada. I don't know, but it somehow relates to me. It's sad, but it feels good.
Oh, I love that. It's sad, but it feels good. That's the slogan right there.
And daming din nagsasabi, wow, and daming sad besties.
Yes, madaming sad besties. Because like, one thing that I was talking about with a previous interview is like, we sad besties, we all start out as lover girls, lover boys, mm-hmm. lover people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we turn into sad besties when we go through pain. And then
yeah.
it's just a cycle. So
yeah.
it's just being human, which is why I love that connection. So,
exactly. And
yeah.
like, I'm guessing most of the sad besties are also on the same, like in the same age group also.
Yes, that's right.
We're all young, you guys. There's yeah. so many versions of us we have yet to meet. I'm going to include myself in that Viber group chat. Oh my God.
Definitely. I'll send you the link.
Yes, please. And speaking of sad besties, how about a sample from Right Love or Wrong Time for the sad besties currently locked in?
Of course. Yeah, I would love to. Okay. Here it goes. My newest single, Right Love or Wrong Time.
Baby, pinakit sa atin ang pag-ibig. Tanggapin natin na hindi nangangayon ang tinadang panahon. Right love at the wrong time. At sana maging mabuti sa atin ang tanana. Di nadalang ikaw na ikaw'y magbalik sa puso kong nananabik. Sana'y maulit pa muli. You're my right lover at the wrong time. Oh my gosh, there you go. We got Jada live in studio, live on air, as well as online. Before we let you go, we do have one more game, kind of a game. But before that, anything that you're currently working on?
Of course. Well, yeah, I'm going to take this opportunity to announce that tomorrow I'm releasing the official live piano performance of Right Love or Wrong
ooh.
Time. It's a stripped version of me on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely live. And it was honestly one of the most special musical experiences that I've ever had. I think that, I mean, so far from feedback I've gotten, that if you like the studio version, I think
we
the live
it.
Version will just hit different. And I feel like I really poured my heart and soul into a different way. And I was able to kind of, I guess, witness as well, like watching it just as a listener, see the maturity of, I guess, what I've gone through manifest really in that performance. So I'm really excited for that. That's tomorrow, 6 p.m. on my YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And of course, just like wait for more new music. But of course, like we're focusing on the present. Mm-hmm. And with Right Love or Wrong Time, I'm going to have a lot more guestings and things like that just to talk about the song. And hopefully you'll be able to relate to the song as much as I have. And I hope that you're able to make it a part of your lives as much as I've made it a part of it.
We love it. We love it. And for sure, we're going to hear more of it here on The Monster. We already have it here, so we will be playing it every single hour.
Hey, I love
it.
I'm
not even kidding.
I'll take it. Thank you so much in advance.
Speaking of maturity, congratulations. Before we let you go, congratulations on your first big purchase this year.
Thank you.
Yeah. A new condo.
I know, yeah.
Wow.
My first condo, which is pretty crazy. It's a big investment, but I'm really proud of it. And it did come from a lot of, like, I guess, hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like one of those, like, wins that you celebrate as well, I guess, as a young adult as well.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, when I got the keys to it, I was like, oh my gosh, adulting.
Yeah.
This is real.
It's real. I'm actually there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, yeah. And I don't know, it's starting to feel more real because, like, I've had furniture come in recently. And hopefully I get to start making it more of my own and things like that.
Love it.
Yeah,
we are very excited, and for sure we're gonna subaybay on your Instagram stories, on your YouTube well. But to finally wrap the show, we have this thing called Radio Duet. So you'll basically be a radio DJ. You're gonna introduce the next five songs that we're gonna play. I mean, it is Riot Wednesday, so throwback hits, 2000s, 2010s here on The Monster the whole day.
Right.
So yeah. Freedom, you take the wheel. You're basically a radio DJ right now.
Oh,
so
sick. Okay.
Whenever you're ready, whatever you want to say, Summer's Hottest, Monster RXI 3.1. You can also introduce the next song, the final song that we're going to play. Oh, I'm going to click it, but it's the second one. It's this one. Yes, it's that one.
All right.
Okay.
Well, hello, listeners. Hello. Hello, Monsters.
Hello.
Right? Hello, Monsters. It's Jada here, and you're listening to Summer's Hottest, Monster 93.1. Mm-hmm. Of course, let's get ready to party. Here's Murder on the Dance Floor.
There you have it again, Jada! Thank you very much for joining us. More of her music here on The Monster. But now we got Murder on the Dance Floor only here on Summer's Hottest. We are The Monster. Bye!